Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back from the holidays. And, of course, we're approaching our New Year's Eve weekend, and I hope all of you had an amazing holiday. Whatever you did, whatever you went through, whatever you incurred, you know, that's what life's all about. I talked to a couple people, and, you know, we all have something. Something happens, and it's all about how we go through it and grow through it, and that's what life's about. I actually just had a little birthday, and, you know, it's interesting, and my birthday is always around the holidays, so thank you for all the wishes that came through. That's one fun thing about Facebook, but, you know, it's interesting. We kind of talk to the people that we connect with throughout our day, of how, who we work with or who we live next to. And sometimes we have to reach a little bit further and just connect with those people that have been in our lives for a while. And so that's kind of what I did for my birthday. My husband asked me if I wanted to go out to dinner or whatever. And I said, you know what? I just want to have people that I haven't seen in a while. And so there is a handful. A lot of people are out of town right now. But I always say, you know, that it's all the way it's supposed to be. And so thank you for everybody that was there. And again, if you're just tuning in with us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on, you know, the weekend before 2018, we've got a great show for you. And Tom, how are you? Happy holidays.
Doing great. Happy holidays to you, Kim, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was my wifey. She's another one of those.
Yeah, when
the
was
the 29th?
Her?
Yesterday.
Okay, see?
Birthday.
Happy birthday to her. Yeah, you know what's funny? I always thought that we kind of got a little gypped because it's like, by the way, happy birthday, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and by the way, right? But you know what? I've learned to actually just keep partying right through and you know, enjoying whatever day it is. So, You know, and the other thing I was thinking about that driving up here today of, you know, I've lost a lot of people in this last couple of years in my life. And so you have those angels and then you have the angels on earth, and those are the people you want to surround yourself with. And so that's kind of what I did. I reached out to people that really make a difference in my life. So anyways, I'm so glad that you are here. You guys make a really big difference in my life, tuning in and sharing your thoughts and your, you know, your calls and hopefully sharing our show with us. So again, you've tuned in to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we always like to start with something uplifting. Make New Year's goals. The new year stands before us. And like a new chapter in a book waiting to be written, we can help write that story by setting our goals. And at the same time, sometimes we set our goals, but are we setting ourselves up for, you know, rejection? Are we setting ourselves up for disappointment? So our next couple guests are going to be talking a little bit about some of those. And I do want to give out our phone number here. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, next year, we've got a couple new things that are going to be looking at and offering. And I'm excited to share those with you. So definitely keep posted and keep tuned in and keep sharing our show with everyone. Everybody's got that little bit of a cold. And of course, I've got that little rusty throat. And so I'm taking my vitamin C's and trying not to get sick. So anyways, our first guest today is Scott Ballen. And we're going to be talking about 10 reasons how kicking your smoking habit will improve your life in the new year. And then next, I have Karen Marie Dion, and we're going to be talking about 2018, what really matters. We are going to go all the way till 8 o'clock, so we've got a whole nother hour. I hope that you stay with us all the way through. And let's bring our first guest on. Well, actually, Tom, do you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Oh, we have some fabulous ones. LA Zoo Lights continues. And we have that going through the holiday. It runs till January 7th. LA Zoo is where we are. The holiday lights are the brightest they've ever been. It's the zoo, the fantastic animals, and the beautiful lights. Something to take in with the family. Hometown Buffet Holiday Feast located in Oxnard and Santa Maria. We have a dinner there along with Lure Fish House in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. And finally, more food. It's Pete's Breakfast House, serving the best breakfast dishes in town using only the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce available. 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. That is the place for breakfast. It's Pete's.
There you go. And actually, let's just start off with that. Everybody, you know, it's so funny. You see all the big families going out for breakfast because everybody has friends and family that are in and they're looking for places to dine. And so I've got gift certificates for Pete's Breakfast House. So let's just start off with that. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on. And Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, good. Well, happy holidays. Did you have a good one?
Yeah, we had a good one. We avoided the snow on the East Coast, but it's very cold here.
I know. Now, where are you exactly?
Well, right now I'm in Virginia, Western Virginia, in the mountains.
Oh, pretty.
I'm usually in Washington, D.C., so a nice change.
Wow. All right. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been working in the public health arena for many, many years, a lot of focus on tobacco issues. I was the vice president of the American Heart Association for many years, and I have been pushing for many years to try to get effective FDA oversight over the tobacco industry and its products, and we are at a real sort of interesting transition point right now. So it's taken 30, 40 years of my efforts and other people's efforts, but I think we're on a path where we can reduce smoking in this country to minimal rates.
Did you ever smoke?
No, I never did.
Okay.
Never did.
I never did either.
I did puff on a pipe once in a while when I was in college.
Okay. Why your interest in this? Is there a journey that's behind it?
Well, when I went to work for the Heart Association, I obviously was concerned about cardiovascular disease, but also cancer and other things. And I realized that so much in our society, we can change ourselves. We're, you know, by better lifestyles, stopping smoking, changing our diet, exercising more, And it just seemed to me that with a country that spends billions and billions on health care costs and lost productivity because of bad habits and bad products out there, that we could do something about it and have a positive impact on society as a whole.
Okay. So you spent a lot of your life doing this, correct?
Yes, most of my life, most of my professional life, yes.
Right. And so, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you think that they put the price of cigarettes so high, and yet that doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, it does matter. There's been progress made. There's no question. I mean, we have a lot of laws now in place that prohibit smoking in public places, in office buildings, on airplanes, and everywhere else. We've also raised the taxes on tobacco products significantly over the years. So it's had some impact, but we're clearly not doing enough. And what is beginning to happen is people are beginning to realize that there are other products out there that are significantly lower in risk, but we're still sort of treating all tobacco products as equally harmful. And that's just not the case anymore. A lot of people have a perception that it's the nicotine that causes cancer and all the disease, and that's not the case. It's the deadly cigarette. When you light something on fire and you suck it into your lungs, you're going to get a lot of toxic chemicals in there. And that's what's killing people and has been for a long time. We have 480,000 deaths each year in this country because of cigarette smoking.
Wow.
You take the smoke away and you have products that do contain nicotine but are 90 to 95% lower in risk than the cigarette. And the public really is not fully aware of the benefits that these products could have in helping them get off the deadly cigarette habit.
Interesting. Now, here's a question, and I don't know if you know anything about this, but, you know, are they called vapes? What's the difference? I mean, do you know any knowledge about that?
Yeah, vaping versus cigarette smoking, very, very different technologies. Vaping is really aerosol, water aerosol that has some flavors, chemicals in it, et cetera, but nowhere near as drastic as you find in a combustible cigarette. There are well over 3,000 chemicals in the smoke of a cigarette, substantially lower, obviously, with when you're inhaling water vapor that has the flavorings plus the nicotine. And again, people are looking for a cleaner source of nicotine. So there is a big difference, and we are beginning to have some discussions in a much more public way involving the FDA about how all these various cigarette products and vaping products and snus products, which are a form of non-combustible tobacco, how they fit on what we call the continuum of risk and how they can be used by people to get off the deadly cigarette habit.
Hmm.
And FDA is beginning to move in that direction finally to try to promote or find better ways to give these products, these alternative lower-risk products, to consumers, better educate them about what they are and what they are not, with the overall outcome, again, of reducing disease and death because of the cigarette.
Interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Scott. Is it Scott Ballen?
Yes, Scott.
Okay, great. And we're talking about 10 reasons. Is that the? Do you have a book?
Do I have a book? No, I've written a lot of stuff. I have some stuff on the websites and everything else, and it's. But I haven't written a book yet.
Okay.
I may do that when I actually retire.
There you go. Okay, so kind of let's start to go through the 10 reasons how kicking your smoking habit will improve your life. I mean, obviously, number one on the top of your list is health, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's why I got involved in this. And, I knew a lot of people who were smoking, and I know people who, even elderly folks who I've known over the years, relatives who smoked, couldn't stop because they were addicted to the cigarette smoke. Died prematurely, and I know a lot of people who wanted to give up the habit, but just could not do it. You know, it's easy to say just quit cold turkey,
but it's really a drug, isn't it?
It's tough. It's very tough.
Yeah. So it really is a drug, correct?
Yeah, it is. It's nicotine is a drug, and it's addictive, and no one argues with that point anymore. But caffeine is different, but it also has the same kind of properties. People get hooked on their caffeine. And I always use the analogy, if we smoked coffee beans, we probably have a lot more lung cancer and other problems associated with the smoke, even though people were getting their caffeine. And the Indians in this country used to make tobacco tea, which was not a combustible product. So they were getting their nicotine, but at the same time, they didn't get all the bad stuff that they found in the smoke. So, you know, I try to get people to understand that it's not the tobacco per se that causes the most death. It's what you do with it. And as I said before, when you smoke it and light it on fire, that's what causes the disease associated with smoking. And if we can get those smokers off those products and onto something else that may have nicotine in it, but we are weaning them off the deadly aspects of cigarettes and giving them an alternative product that they deserve. Right now, we're not doing as good a job on that as we should be. We're not informing people about the differences of these products. I hope our FDA is going to move down a path, which they said they would do, starting in July, to give people more truthful information about these options.
Okay. Scott, we need to take a really quick break, but will you stay on with us? I want to, you know, kind of just dig a little deeper.
Okay,
great. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Actually, I have some hometown buffet, and if you haven't eaten there, it's like home cooking. And I've got some for Santa Maria and also for Oxnard, and also down in the valley. So give us a call right now, and I'd love to give out a gift certificate for that. 805-419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I'm a guy with a heart of gold, the ways of a gentleman. I've been told the kind of guy who would never harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met the man who invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Scott Ballen. And we're talking about really kicking that smoking habit and how improved your life will be. And of course, what a better time, because we're moving into 2018. I can't believe that. Gosh, I tell you. But my question is here we just passed, that smoking pot is legal. And how much safer is that? And do you know anything about that?
Can you say that question again? This line is a little bit breaking up, but
okay, smoking pot is actually legal out here now, and what's your thought, and how safe is that?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and I think it's going to be something that I think we as a society really do need to address, because I actually mentioned this to Congress a few years ago, saying if you think the smoking problem has been an issue, we need to start thinking about how to deal with marijuana and pot. Should it be regulated? There are different forms of pot. There's combustible pot. There's non-combustible with different levels of THC in them. And, you know, we need to get a better handle and begin to monitor how it's used, its health effects. More studies are needed. But it seems to have taken on a life of its own, and there's obviously a lot of places that are legalizing it and making it available. But I think we need to step back personally and have a better evaluation of the pros, cons, and benefits. Not unlike, some of the things with respect to tobacco, where you take a patch or a gum to get your nicotine fix. Even with marijuana, the different forms, we need to consider what those relative risks are and start educating people better.
Yeah,
we've got a long way to go on it.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. I mean, you figure it's been under the table for so long, and now, you know, they're putting it on top of the table. You can walk in, buy it, have a card, you know, but the risks of still smoking and driving, we've got to have some boundaries. And I think that the public needs to know what those boundaries are. And have a clear, you know, conscience on what they're doing. Is this okay? Is this allowed? Is this not allowed? Our children, you know, it's almost like, you know, they opened up the damn waters and here we go. But
well, that's right. I mean, we could see, you know, advertising marketing campaigns at some point that were similar to what Big Tobacco did in the days when they were, you know, making it glorious and glorified and sexy and attractive. And also appealing to kids. I mean, we've got to. This is the time to really start sort of talking about what the regulatory framework should look like for marijuana and pot before we get too far down a road where it's hard to go backwards.
And, correct.
And it's, you know, I'm not opposed to it. I used to smoke pot when I was in college.
Right.
Like a lot of other people. And,
right.
You know, and I just what I
well,
think
you know,
that,
it's if, really
if this is going to be a marketing big business, then I think we need to set some parameters.
I totally agree with you. And you know what's interesting is, you know, and I don't know how old you are, but I remember, you know, there was, you know, pot that makes you happy, pot that makes you eat, and pot, now it's for health, it's for moods, it's for depression. Like, how can they tell you which pot is good for which? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that's going to have to be sorted out because, I mean, there are different strengths, there are different things and flavorings and, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a whole spectrum. It's a whole new
it's
issue.
It's opened up a whole different world.
Yep.
So.
We should learn from what happened with the issue of tobacco. You know, we're not trying to ban tobacco, but we are trying to ensure that there are proper standards and regulations put in place so that people know what they're getting and we shouldn't be allowing young people to, teenagers and even younger, to be able to try this stuff. I think it's that's going down the wrong road.
Right. I totally agree. So to kind of get this in perspective, Scott, what would you tell my listeners with all the knowledge that you have been working on for most of your life and you know, how you can how we can really get a perspective on not smoking?
I think the one of the things that I have fought for all my professional career was to try to get some oversight of the tobacco industry. you know, we have regulatory oversight over our drugs, over-the-counter drugs, you know, prescription drugs, our foods, our dietary supplements. And for a long time, the tobacco industry fought that tooth and nail because they knew that they would have to come clean with a lot of stuff, and they feared lawsuits. Well, you know, we finally got that legislation passed, and there were actually a number of companies that decided to come along and endorse it. And now that we have that oversight, we have an opportunity here now to set some standards for manufacturing that actually will be beneficial to the public and prevent the tobacco industry from making false claims or deceiving people anymore. Mm-hmm. They know that if they do that and they violate FDA's oversight, they're going to be dragged into court again or have a fine slapped on them. And wow. that's a good positive thing. And what also is happening is we're getting a lot of small entrepreneur companies popping up who are manufacturing e-cigarettes and other non-combustible type tobacco products that are forcing the big tobacco companies to move into those new areas under a regulatory regime at the FDA that I think will benefit the public and public health.
I love it. Well, Scott, thank you for bringing it to the surface here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, you know, we appreciate you being here, and Happy New Year, and please share our show with everyone.
Yep, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Scott. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Karen Marie Dion, and of course, she's an author, speaker, consultant, and a business owner, a wife, a mother, and cancer survivor, and she is going to be talking about really what really matters going into 2018. I love this topic, so I can't wait to have her join us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's life in the ground.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, as we're moving in to 2018. I can't believe it. This kind of felt like a really fast year for me. How about you, Tom?
Yes, yeah, very fast. Zoom by. 2018 is here. It's time to get busy.
There you go. Well, I'd love to give out some LA Zoo lights. And of course, they're going to be going all the way through till January 7th. And so I'd love to give a family pack. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. 8. All right, my next guest is not only a guest, she is a friend, and we're talking about Karen Marie Dion, and of course, I kind of briefly talked to her a little bit about her. She's an author, a speaker, a consultant, a business owner, a wife, a mother, and a cancer survivor, and also, you know, being an author, one of her books is Out of the Orchard. It's really the true story of her, and Karen shares her humble beginning with the raw honesty, and it's interesting when you meet somebody who really knows and has learned from their past, and you know, has learned from her hurts and her abuse and that kind of thing, and wants to share it. That's what life's all about, and of course her motto in life is to fully embrace forgiveness, and she says we must be realistic about what it cost us, then release the offender as well as have compassion for ourselves. And again, today we're going to be talking about what really matters moving into 2018. A little story about how Karen and I actually met is when I was back in Ecuador and we were walking on the beach, and you know, I call those God incidences, and I think Karen actually feels the same way. And so I welcome her, and I can't think of another person I'd rather talk with right now. So share and again, you know, kind of talk about moving into 2018. And it's interesting how you can meet somebody on the other side of the world. And of course, Karen is from Vermont, and we talk a lot. So I'm excited to have her on our show. Karen, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you today?
Very, very good. And Happy New Year. And I was saying how fast this year went by. Does it feel like that to you?
Oh, my goodness. Very, very quickly this year.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, at the same time, it's almost like, you know, how do we look back and go, okay, what worked, what didn't work? How do we move into, you know, 2018? What's your thought on that?
I am so sorry. I thought I turned off my grandfather clock that you hear going on here.
Oh, that's okay. In fact, tell everybody a little bit about what you do, where you live.
Well, actually, my husband and I have an inn. And so it's been very, very busy this year. Busier. I mean, you know, it's wonderful when the things that you do prosper. And we bought this, oh, gosh, 5 years ago. And just every year gets busier than the year before. And so the slow times that we thought we were going to have this year, we didn't really have. And so I'm not complaining. I'm grateful. But it's just making me set a plan to do things differently in 2018.
And so what would you, and so, of course, that's perfect because we're going to be talking about that. What would you do differently?
Well, actually, I'm going to hire an assistant next year for sure.
Okay.
And my husband is going to rearrange his schedule a little bit, and we're just going to go with the grow.
Go with the grow. I like that. That's kind of like I always say, don't just go through it, grow through it.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it. I'm one of the things that I... you know, that I'm looking forward to, though, right now is getting away on vacation for a little bit, a little downtime. But mm-hmm. once we do that, then, you know, we take some time on our vacation and sort of set our goals and say, you know, what's realistic and what's not. And then, you know, you work your plan, but you've got to be flexible and adaptable, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so for our listeners, you know, how do we know what's worth it, I guess we should say, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think some of the things that we really have to stop and ask ourselves, because I know a lot of people who make New Year's resolutions, and I see this in my consulting all the time. People are like, oh, I don't set goals because I never reach them.
Yeah, well, why do I want to be let down, or why do I want to even start something because I'm never going to have enough time to do anything, right?
Right, and I think that's because we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and a lot of times, too, we set goals that are just it's good to set a healthy goal that makes you stretch, But it's not good to set a goal that is so unattainable in the time frame that you've got that all you do is discourage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think part of it is being realistic to an extent and then adding a little bit of, okay, but if everything was perfect, what would I do beyond that? You know, and just being flexible and being gracious with yourself. For instance, this year I had intended to get the sequel to my first book to the publisher by November. And, you know, I was planning my life as my life has always been, you know, planning my schedule to be the way it has been for the previous few years. And it just didn't happen. It was busy, busy, busy. And for a little bit, I started to really feel the pressure and feel sort of down on myself. And then I realized, you know what? This is actually something to be grateful for. My other business is really doing well right now. And so that's not something to get upset about. That's something to adapt about. And mm-hmm. so I just adapted my timeline and made some adjustments. And the pressure was off and the, it's all going to be done.
Yeah. You know, don't you think that, I mean, really, we can only do so much in a, you know, I mean, I used to like work myself to the bone to try and get all my stuff done. And then I realized, wait a minute, I can only do what I can do. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of interesting, like what you were talking about is hiring an assistant, because sometimes we need help. And what you don't know, you don't know. And people, mm-hmm. you know, try to like spend, you know, all this time maybe working on their computer or, you know, something where, you know, they could actually hire somebody and they would actually be ahead of the, you know, of the time zone of what we need to get done.
That is very, very true. I mean, I've always believed in hiring experts when necessary, and I'm not afraid to learn new things, but there comes a time when you have to say, okay, I'm already spread a little thin, and, you know, what is important for me to do? You know, what do I excel at? What do I need to grow in? And what can I give up and let someone else handle?
I like that.
And that's basically, you know, I've always hired extra help here, but this year I'm really thinking I'm going to take on a almost full-time assistant to help me with both my consulting and author schedule and the in. And I think that'll be great. I think it'll free me up and make me more creative.
Right. And now, so when you do this, what do you look for and how do you, how do you go about doing that?
You mean setting the new goals or
hiring?
So I think the first thing that is really important in goal setting is, you know, reach for what you really want if you could do anything, but then also tell yourself what you would be happy with, you know, if you had to adapt, you know, what is the very minimum that you want to get out of that goal. And then other steps that I think are very important are, first and foremost, I think you have to shed the disappointments of the past year.
Mm.
We've all had ups and downs in the past year. Some of us have been through really sad times, challenges in family or work or any number of things. But it's really, really important to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
And when you say let that go, not discount that you've gone through that, but to kind of, it's like start looking through your front mirror, your windshield, not your back, right? I mean, if we are always looking back, we're never going to go forward.
You know, it's okay to glance in that rear view mirror once in a while, but mm-hmm. if you spend all of your time looking at that, you're going backward. What we focus on, we bring about.
Right. Ooh.
And so if we're dwelling on negative things that have happened in our lives, you know, negative situations that we face, then we're going to get more of the same. I know some people that it seems like just drama and problem after problem after problem follow them around. And then I stop and think about it and I realize, you know, they're always focused on those things. And that's just the law of attraction.
Right.
You know, you teach a little kid to ride a bicycle, and they're going down the sidewalk, and another bicyclist is coming up the sidewalk, and they're so fascinated with this bicyclist that has mastered a bigger bike. They're just looking at this bicyclist, and before long, they're on the wrong side of the sidewalk, and they're colliding, you know, because where your eye goes, your body follows.
Right. Wow, that's very interesting. Now, I know that you've had a lot of challenges in your life, and you share them in your book. And you know what? If you're okay with that, I'd love to give one of your books away. Can you tell everybody a little bit about your book?
Yeah, well, actually, it's the first part of a two-part story. I set out actually to write about some horrific things I experienced when I was a single mom and I had a business, and I stumbled upon a situation where I had a commercial tenant in part of my business that was connected to the mob. And I was going to write about that and how I became a witness to the FBI, and I became a witness to judicial conduct investigators, and it just stumbled into this whole web of corruption that I just, it felt like I was living in a bad movie. And so I told all my close friends, you know, I think I'm going to write about this. And they said, oh, you absolutely have to write about that. But really, if you tell this in the scope of your life story, it's even more fascinating.
Right.
And I said, really? No one wants to read about my life. And they said, oh, trust us.
Right.
So, you know, there were my three closest friends, and actually their husbands chimed in too. And I just decided that sometimes you have to put faith in what others see in you that you don't see.
Right. That's interesting.
And I started over. I had already been writing off and on for a couple years about the whole event, and I started over.
You know what's interesting? We have Dr. Leticia Jimenez and on our show, and she's one of our sponsors, and that is her thing, start over, not again.
Yep.
And very in line with what, you know, she talks about. So I love that.
Yeah, so that's what I did. And I couldn't fit it all in one book. And I tried to take some things out. And the people that were reading along as I wrote were saying, oh, no, you can't take that out. Oh, no, you have to leave that in. And I realized that, you know, people need to, they need other people to relate to them authentically.
Mm.
People need to know that you can hit bottom, you can go through, as it were, hell on earth, and still come out okay. You can
yeah,
live.
You know,
you
Karen,
can survive. And more importantly, you can heal and thrive.
I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day here in a positive way. We're moving into 2018, and we're talking with Karen Marie Dion, and of course, so many great points here. We're talking about what really matters moving into 2018. Karen, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Of course.
Okay, cool. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away, and let's do another four-pack of LA Zoo lights. If you haven't already been there, oh my gosh, too much fun, and it's all lit up for the holidays, and it's just all those furry friends out there, and so I'd love to share that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Also, we have Karen Marie's book, and I'd love to give that out to one of our listeners, and again, share that. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. At
Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Karen Marie Dion. I do want to remind you that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And we are going to be talking with Faith Collins, Tips on Raising a Happy Child, and then Dr. Phil Willingham with his book, The Most Powerful Voice in Your Life. So I hope that you stay with us all the way through our show. And of course, we're talking right now about really what really matters. You know, it's interesting, kind of, you know, as I just had another birthday, and you kind of look at your life and you know, our lives are passing by, but what really matters? What really matters in the end as we're approaching into our next year? And I think we kind of need to take a little bit of a self-inventory, a family inventory, a material inventory, a work inventory. Karen, what's your thought on that?
Well, what I would think is that the most important goals that we can set for the new year are those that bring us satisfaction in life in ways that authentically matter. For instance, in our relationships, I think it's very important to not forget to set relationship goals. A lot of people set New Year's resolutions like, oh, I'm going to work out more, or I'm going to stop biting my nails, or I'm going to buy a house this year. But very few people set relationship goals. Mm. And I think those are the goals that when, even if we don't achieve exactly what we want, mm-hmm. we're at least better off for trying.
Mm-hmm. I really like that.
Enrich our lives.
Yeah, I really like that, Karen, because I feel like for my birthday, I kind of wanted just people that I haven't seen in a while. And shame on all of us that we don't see these people, because life happens to all of us. But when you get together with people and you catch up, or you just call them and go, hey, how's life going? And maybe they've had a hard time or you've had a hard time. It's like comfort food, you know, mm-hmm. it's like comfort friends going, oh my gosh, we just go right back to that place. And we know that it's comforting to know that you have those people out there that you can go to.
Well, I think that is really important to keep those friendships intact and also to, you know, set relationship goals like, you know, this year I am not going to prejudge my mother-in-law. Or
No, very true, know, very true.
I'm going to communicate with my spouse a whole lot better and make eye contact when I speak with my spouse. Some things that we take for granted. I think it's important to cultivate that gratitude in a relationship and to actually have one or two relationship goals that we know we need to work on. And the rewards are so worth it, even if you don't attain all the time.
Right, right. Now, you know, okay, so what would be the next, you know, goal? And I love these because they're not, you know, I always call it my life is like a pie. Okay, each section is connected to another part of my life. And so, you know, you kind of got to like I was saying, is inventory each thing so that you can really make sure that you're touching every part of your life.
I have to agree. And I think it's important, too. I mean, we talked about shedding disappointments. I think the next step in setting realistic goals that you actually can achieve is in forgiving yourself. Sometimes we hold on to, we maybe say, okay, I'll get over that disappointment, but we still silently beat ourselves over the head for something we feel we should have done better. Or when we face a situation a second time and we didn't do so well the first time, we set ourselves back by holding ourselves in unforgiveness, you know, for the past. There are things that we can't control and there are things that we can. And we have to focus on the things that we can control or be flexible about and forgive ourselves because, you know, everyone's heard of the golden rule to love one another as you love yourself. And
that doesn't always fly.
You know, I think that the bottom line is that a lot of people don't love themselves.
So
you can only receive love to the extent that you value yourself.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
Because you're constantly going to be sabotaging your relationships if you have a grudge against yourself. And some people think that sounds pretty silly, but if you really stop and think about it for a minute, you know, if we're busy, I mean, I'll give you an example. Just, you know, Christmas Day, I had a house full and I had guests from out of town and I had family and, you know, it was really busy and I had a lot to do, but I hadn't slept well the night before. We were up late with other family and, you know, doing the traditional thing, and I just wasn't feeling quite right. And I knew, gosh, I have, you know, to make food for 15 people. I've got a lot to do. I really can't afford to take any time. But I said to myself, you know what? If I don't take a half an hour for myself right now, I'm going to feel lousy the rest of the day. I'm not going to be great for everybody. And it doesn't matter how perfect the table setting looks. You know, everybody can hang out with me in the kitchen if I'm running an hour late.
Right, right. Well, good.
It's going to be okay.
And you give yourself some leeway. And, yes.
Yeah, and that was sort of, you know, loving myself, taking care of myself. But, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, we don't have much to give other people.
So you're talking about filling your own cup, you know.
Yeah, and part of that is forgiving yourself for the past and forgiving yourself when things don't turn out the way you want them to, and then beyond that, it makes it easier to forgive others, I think. And I think that's another important step in goal setting for the coming year. You know, what really matters is people more than things.
Right. I have always said that. And the other thing, you know, I am kind of one of those people that it's the new year. Make sure you get your physicals. It's kind of like there's a couple different lists. I haven't even talked about this in a long time, but there's your responsible list, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want to kind of, you know, make sure you've gotten all your doctor's appointments out of the way. You want to make sure that you have your trust, if you have a trust. I mean, there's so many things that we as adults have to take care of. Make sure, you know, we just missed or just passed the insurance time for all of our medical insurances. Make sure that they sent you your number, that you're all up to date. You know, it's like that, you know, you kind of go through that inventory. I just don't know how else to say it. And also, you know, it's time to purge. I'm like, my house got a little filled and, you know, I'm ready to just siphon down and kind of siphon through some of the stuff that I can share with somebody else.
But I think that the danger of saying we need to do an inventory of all that, which I think is a really good thing, is that some people think they have to do it all in January.
Oh, yeah. No.
And the idea is you have to pace yourself. You know,
yes.
You can say, hey, I can eat this apple one bite at a time. I don't need to take the whole thing at once.
Right.
And, you know, I find that if I give myself an extra 5 minutes before I get in the shower in the morning and just clean out a drawer, and this stuff is going to Goodwill at the end of the week, you know?
Right,
I mean,
that's still hard for me.
It goes in my trunk, and the next time I go by Goodwill, it's right there. All I have to do is stop and drop, you know?
Right, wow. Well,
a very easy way to implement some of these things that we're talking about into our daily routines so that it's not overwhelming, and it makes you feel like you're making progress, which motivates you more to do more.
Right. Karen, we are at the end of our hour, and I love talking to you. And, of course, please share everyone your website and, of course, your book that we're going to give out to a couple of our listeners right now, Out of the Orchard and The True Story of Me. And, of course, that's Karen Marie Dion. What is your website?
It's www.kmdion.com.
Perfect. Again, please share our show with everybody, and I will talk with you soon. And, of course, we want to wish everybody, first of all, we'll be here for a whole nother hour, so I hope that they all stay on. But, of course, here's to a new year of better habits, positive thinking, clean eating, and most of all, loving yourself. That's how we always end our shows, with a moment of happiness. Karen, I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for having me on.
You got it. Happy New Year. Happy, healthy New Year. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.